And now it's time for us to take a look at what the
survey said.
Yes, it's the survey said here on Money Life, where we take a look at survey and other research and polling data in hopes that you can understand where other people are and where you fit in and what you might be able to do. And today, well, we're kind of hoping you don't fit in, because the NHP Foundation, a not-for-profit provider of affordable housing, well, they did a survey a little while ago that was looking at how well prepared baby boomers are for retirement, which is just about on them. And the answer is they are not well prepared at all. Here to discuss it is Dick Burns, Chief Executive Officer of the NHP Foundation. Before we get to him, a quick note, you can go to nhpfoundation.org to learn more about the group or find some information on the study. You can also follow them on Twitter, where they're at NHP Foundation. Dick Burns, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you.
We are always looking at things saying, oh, Americans are trying to do better and financial literacy works. And here we are at the end of Financial Literacy Month, which we are not celebrating on this show, because although I am very much for financial literacy, I kind of hate most of those National Financial Literacy Month efforts. And what we're saying is that whether people are financially literate or not, they are basically walking into something that they are wholly unprepared for. Why boomers? You'd think that boomers have had the longest amount of time to recognize this burden was on them. Why are boomers not prepared?
Well, from our study, 73% of the 1,000 non-retired boomers, 50 and older, that we interviewed expected delayed retirement. And 65% of those have not budgeted for unforeseen health-related expenses. And, you know, to 73% expect to delay retirement, there's always the possibility of a decline in health care due to aging. So what does that mean? 31% have no retirement budget, and the 62% who have budgeted state that Social Security income will contribute at least half of their monthly income in retirement. And compounding that is 70% at least are confident they'll experience the retirement they seek and be able to age in place. So when we get through with this data, it sort of added up that there's a certain delusion going on between what's happened in terms of savings and budgeting for retirement and what people's expectations actually are.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess some of that depends on what their definition is. Like, I hope to be able to age in place because I've already moved in with the kids and they're not, you know, I'm hoping they're not kicking me out or whatever. Or I hope to live the lifestyle I'm already living because I really love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and grilled cheese. Some of it is those expectations. But the other side here is if you're not prepared and you are a baby boomer, you may not have a lot of choices about what you can do here. I mean,
That's exactly right.
So does this mean we're about to get an entirely new squadron of Uber drivers and people who are retiring but doing more side gigs?
I think that's probably the fact. I mean, when 73% expect to delay their actual retirement, and, you know, one of the factors that goes into that, it was data we found from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that stated that older homeowners owe almost double on their current mortgage than the same age group did a decade ago. So that's going to make it even harder for people to retire, age in place, and maintain their standard of living.
In terms of retirement preparedness, given that so many folks, not just a year or two ahead of retirement age, but a decade and up to 15 years ahead of retirement age, are finding, hey, you had this nice long-term job, but now you're the expensive worker and the company's, you know, you may say, oh, I want to delay retirement. Your employer may say, I want to speed up your retirement or at least your departure from the company. Do people need to plan to retire earlier. In other words, what commonly happens is, I'm thinking I'm going to retire when I get to be about 65, and then you go, oh, I don't really have the money, so I'll retire when I'm 70. But the reality is, you have to be ready to retire when you're 60, because that you may be retired then. Do we have to change the way we think about this to get it that people are looking at retirement age not as something that can be pushed back, but as something that it could be pushed forward by the circumstances?
Yeah, I mean, I think people have to start with what they will need to be at least comfortably aging in place. How much income are they going to need? And then what resources do they have? And then how do they plan to make sure they have the adequate money to retire? Now, it may be a little unrealistic to think people will be able to plan for age 60, but certainly anywhere between 63 and 65 should be a target I think people should pay attention to. And, you know, factor in the fact that we have such high unemployment in the country today, I think there will be the opportunity for more people to work longer. But when 65% of people haven't budgeted for unforeseen health-related expenses, unless you include that in your budgeting process, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah, and all of this spells problems for a lot of people. It's not great information in terms of the outcome, but it is great information to prepare yourself for so that you don't become this kind of statistic. Dick Burns, Chief Executive Officer for the NHP Foundation, thanks for coming on the show and sharing with us.
Thank you.
Dick Burns, like I said, is the top dog at the NHP Foundation. For more information, go to nhpfoundation.org. They are a not-for-profit provider of affordable housing, and they're working to ask baby boomers as they grow nearer to retirement just how confident they are. You can learn more at nhpfoundation.org and on Twitter at @NHPFoundation. All right, we're heading for home on the Friday, April 27th edition of Money Life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.